Hello and welcome back to Full Out with Samantha Jo Harvey. It's Sam, your host. Welcome back. This is the Spring Equinox edition, the Spring Equinox episode. And I am so excited because this time of year, it just feels so special to me. It feels special in this current moment because of what I've been through with my explant process. But every single year, I feel this new sense of energy. I take massive leaps in my business, in my personal life. Like so much good stuff happens in the spring for me. And I'm curious if it feels that way for you. And if so, congratulations. We are right on time with our cyclical living. So if we look at the year and all of the cycles of the season, we have the winter. We can look at this through our actual calendar year or through our menstrual cycles. But if we look at the winter is the time during your bleed, during the actual winter, where animals go into hibernation, where we go internal. We really reap and sow all of the lessons of the past season, whether it was the last month in your cycle or the last year in the actual calendar year. And what's really interesting is that our society chose this Gregorian calendar as the start of the year, this January 1 thing. And a lot of my clients, and even myself included, don't always feel like this is the time to jump into action. And that's because we are connected to this deeper wisdom of our bodies, of the seasons, of the moon, of nature that says this is the internal time. So if you are someone that has felt a little stretchy and uncomfortable with the new year, new me, or just not feeling like you're at your full energy, amazing. Congratulations. You're in sync with the seasons. So where we are, winter is that internal time. And now we're stepping into this spring. This is the time that you're coming out of your cycle and you're starting to feel like yourself. This is the time for us right here, right now, where we are being invited to celebrate a new life, new beginnings, and a return to balance. So during this time, we might feel more energized. We might want to plant more seeds of our vision for our lives in our gardens. And we're really starting to water, to tend, and to allow these new seedlings that we've really been planting over the last few months to start to grow. We may feel the urge to clean out our clothes, prepare for the new, warmer, brighter season, to open the windows, to dust the old stuff off, to really shift the energy internally and in our lives. This spring equinox is all about fertility, not just actually birthing babies, but it's birthing new ideas, new levels, new versions of ourselves, new versions of our relationships, new identities within us. They're all being asked to come forward, to be drawn out from the internal, from all of this foundational work that we've been doing as we've been cocooning, and to really step forward out of the winter months and into the spring energy. Like, can I get an amen? This is where the part of me that loves taking action gets so fucking excited, because as we move into the spring season, as we move through the spring equinox, we're really invited to consider, how do we want the rest of our year to unfold? How do we want the business to unfold, our work life to unfold, our relationships to unfold, our health to unfold, our connection to God, source, spirit, cosmos, goddess? How do we want that to unfold? So we are literally invited to take a look at, where do we get to go? How do we get to tend this beautiful garden? But we're also being supported energetically, deliberately, by the gorgeous Mama Earth that we live on. So it is time for us to take deliberate action, intentional action, to craft literally the conditions, the flow, the energy of our life. Like, let's fucking go, y'all. Let's fucking go. Can you tell I'm pumped? So in Club Full Out, the membership, last week, we did a really beautiful, powerful process to move through an incredible meditation and visualization to feel into, what is this next version of us that we are birthing? Who are we becoming? How do we step into that person? And really, we're like melding that energy and collapsing timelines. If you're at all interested in that meditation, in that visualization, and in that masterclass, you can head over to the Club Full Out registration page. engage. You can join us, a monthly membership, a yearly membership in Club Full Out. Not only do we have these once a month meetings that are live if you decide to come to them, but we also have this beautiful video library that has movement meditations that will tap you just into your body, that have morning practices that will tap you into your sensuality, that will tap you into your femininity. So many good things. We've got pep talks, trainings, all the stuff. So if you are someone that wants to choose your own adventure and have this added additional support, I highly, highly suggest joining Club Full Out. If you are someone that loves live calls, definitely check it out. It's not a necessity. This is not a group program. It is the support for you to truly step into the woman that you were always meant to be, to get out of your head, to get into your body, and to do so on your own timing at your own pace. So the links for Club Full Out are in the show notes. Check it out. Join us. It's just divine and amazing. It's delicious. So we did this amazing masterclass and I was like, this is information that every woman, every human truly needs to hear so that you can truly step into the woman you've always been. And you can remember to remember who the fuck you are. So today we are diving into 6 steps for you to take that deliberate action, to intentionally craft the flow, the conditions, and the energy of your life. So let's dive in. Number one, as we're moving into this spring energy, we need awareness. We need awareness of what is it that I deeply desire? Who do I get to become? What are the results that I want to see? Where am I right now? Now, I have a couple different questions for you, and these would be really great visioning questions, great journaling questions. And so the first one is, what seeds have been planted? What seeds have I planted over the last 3 months, 6 months to a year? Where have I already laid my foundation? And what are the seeds that are asking to blossom? What are the seeds that are starting to grow, that are starting to show promise, that are starting to be like, hey, I am about to bring your full vision to life. I'm about to expand and blossom and become exactly what you envisioned. What are those seeds? And what are the blossoms asking for? So if we have this beautiful garden and we've planted these seeds and we're starting to see these little seedlings sprout, what do they need? Do they need more water? Do they need more sunshine? Do they need more air and space? Do they need a little more tender, loving care and some positive words and some good affirmations? So each of your seeds that you've planted might need different things. There is no one size fits all. So maybe the seed that you've planted in your relationship actually needs a lot of affirmations. It needs a lot of love. It needs a lot of sunlight to really allow this seedling to grow. And maybe the seedling that you planted and is starting to blossom in your career or your business needs a little bit more water. It needs a little bit more plant food. It needs a little bit more of that. And so when you become this beautiful gardener of your vision and of your dreams, we get to be really nuanced with what are each of these seedlings needing? What are they asking for? And obviously when I'm talking about water or I almost said animal food. When we're talking about water or plant food or words of affirmation, obviously these are all metaphors. So what do you actually need in your health? What do you actually need in your relationship? What do you actually need in your career, in your finances, in your business? What do you actually need for your soul, right? We talk a lot about like health, wealth, relationships, but what about your soul, that internal being, that everlasting, fully aligned true self, not the self that's like got all the stories and the programs. What is that part of you need? For me, I'll give you some tangible examples. For me, that actually looks like I get to be in dance class. Like I get to prioritize going to ballet because it literally lights me up. It allows me to connect so deeply within. It allows me to release all of my worries. It reminds me who the fuck I am. I am my full artist. I am my full, strong, powerful physical body. I am the creator. And so for me, it looks like going to ballet class. For you, your soul might need to go for walks every day. Your soul might need to take a bath once a week. Your soul might need to have your morning rituals and routines really powerfully curated and boundaried, right? So you get to really be the curious gardener in this experience. Okay, so that was number one. I want to get a little bit deeper into the mindset around this awareness. So we asked, what seeds have been planted, what seeds are blossoming, and what are the blossoms asking for? The next piece of this is what do you stand to lose by not going after the thing? What's at stake here? If you don't go after that business goal, what do you stand to lose? Money, pride in yourself, tapping into your fullest path and purpose. What do you stand to lose by not stepping into your full health? Are you losing extra years with your kids? Are you missing out on being able to take the trip and travel the world with your kids when they're older? Are you missing out on being your healthiest, happiest self? What do you stand to lose by not going after the thing? The next question is, who and what do you need to release in order to go after that thing? Do you get to release old thought patterns? Do you get to release comparison and judgment? Do you get to release that time that you think you failed, but really it was just a redirection on your path? What do you need to release? And this could be an emotional release, like forgiving yourself. This could be an emotional release, like forgiving your partner, forgiving your parents. This could look like releasing old clothes that are no longer in alignment with the woman you're becoming. Maybe you need to release all of your old files and papers and things that are just cluttering your space. Maybe you need to release the old way of doing things, the hustle, the burnout, the push, the drive, and start to really allow space for this new way of doing things to come through. That one's juicy. And then so the last question is, who do you get to become in this chapter? Who do you get to become? Do you get to become a version of you that you've never met before? And people really get triggered by this one. They really don't like this question. I've literally had clients be like, no, this is who I am. Like, no, like they're so resistant. But the question is, who do you get to become? If you want different results, you have to become a different version of you. You have to be a different version. You have to do it a different way. If you want different results, you can't keep doing the same thing in the same way, expecting different results. That is the definition of insanity. And while I love getting insane and wild in this space, we don't want this kind of insanity. We want the crazy, delusional, I can have it all in the most amazing, easy, effortless, incredible way. Like delusional in that way, not insane of trying to beat your head against the wall. So who do you get to become? What have you never done before? Who have you never been before? For me, I'll share this, and this is quite honest and quite vulnerable. In this next chapter, what I am really embodying to a new level is being out of my head and really being in my heart. Now, I talk about this all the time, and this wisdom that comes through the body and this deep love that really shifts when we get out of the head and into the heart. But now for me, it's expanding this heart space, this heart energy. And so that I am reaching and pushing out love towards everything, the things that trigger me, the things that make me angry. I am really, really stepping into this new version of me that sees from my heart space, that uses the eyes of my heart versus the eyes of my head or my ego or my past programming. And so maybe that's something you get to try on. Maybe in this chapter, you are finding this version of you that is more responsible than you've ever been, more committed than you've ever been, maybe more forgiving than you've ever been, maybe softer and trusting, more trusting than you've ever been before. Maybe this version of you that's coming alive is the riskiest version of you you've ever been. You are taking the bold risk, the bold leaps. You are jumping and trusting. Who do you get to become in this chapter? So I know that I put all of that under the blanket of awareness, but I really believe that awareness is key. Once we understand these things, number one, from a logical perspective, because you know I like to really balance the logical and the energetic, the brain and the body and the energy. And so for our logical brains, for our monkey minds, it's important to have this awareness. It will actually support us in moving forward. I don't believe in just dropping the mind and just like trusting blindly. I really think that our brains get to understand and then they get to get on board with us. So this awareness piece is really supportive for the brain. It's really supportive for the brain. And then we're going to move now into the action piece. So all of that, I blanket under awareness. Number two, knowing all of this, what actions do I get to take? What are the actions I get to take? Now, you can do this through the lens of whatever is really present for you right now. If you're like, this is the season that I'm in for my relationship, great. Follow this outline for your relationships. Maybe it's your business, maybe it's your health, maybe it's your self-expression, like whatever. You trust yourself. You are a sovereign being. You could also, because I know I'll have some overachievers on here, you could also look at each of these questions through the lens of each bucket of your life, your health, your relationships, relationships romantically, and relationships with your family and your friends. You can look at this through the lens of your money, your business, your wealth. You can look at this through the lens of just your soul's happiness and yourself. You can look at this through the lens of your kids and parenting. You can look at this through the lens of so many different things. So trust yourself. Maybe you do a different page on each notebook or in your notebook, a different page for each of these things. Or maybe you focus on one area. What is the action you get to take? What is the first action? Write it down. Write it down. Make a mental note. Put it in the notes in your phone. If you're taking a walk right now, you get to take action. It's one thing to have awareness and to be so aware and understanding and yes, and I'm going to see it and feel it. But there comes a point in time when you have to take the action. What are the actions you get to take? List out your next 3 to 5 actions. Remember, you don't need the whole roadmap. You simply need to know what your next step is. The, what is it? Leap and the net will follow, or step and the path will appear, whatever that. I'm totally butchering that. Write down your actions. Number 3, what support do I need to make these actions happen? What support do I need to make these actions happen? And that's where we're going to really look overall. Just write down the first thing that comes to you. And then number 4 and number 5, we're going to go into more specifics. What's the energetic support that I need? What are the visualizations that I'm having every day? Seeing myself do the thing, seeing myself call in the success, seeing myself have everything that I desire. What energetic support do I need from a nervous system level? What do I need to do in my body so that my body feels safe to take these actions, so that I can remember to be in my body and not have my fight or flight response, or not like jump out and be in the cosmos, right? How do I be grounded here and now? What kind of energetic support do I need from my friends and family? Do I need them to speak life into me? Do I need to actually cut cords and create energetic boundaries so that I have just my own energy that I'm vibrating in versus the energy or the projections of my friends and my families and people around me? What physical support do you need? Do you need to be really focused on those habits? Do you need to be going to bed at a reasonable hour and having a nighttime routine so you can actually get sleep? Do you need to be really committed to your morning rituals, even if it's 5 minutes of breathing and 30 seconds of seeing your full vision come to life and 30 seconds of writing down gratitude and feeling that gratitude in your body? What physical support do you need? Do you need to be in the gym and physically building the strength and resilience in your body? What physical support do you need? Do you need to hire a house cleaner? Do you need to order your groceries? Do you need to be cooking your food or having someone else cook for you? Do you need to have a conversation with your partner where you're like, hey, babe, I need you to cook Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm going to cook Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, right? What are those things that you need? And then we're going to add these to the actions you get to take. So we've got the actions that are really focused on the thing that I get to do. And then we have the actions based on the support that we need. So do you see how there's 2 different buckets and they might overlap, but they are quite different. All of this is support for you creating the vision, for you living the vision, for you magnetizing everything it is that you desire. Once we've done all of this, 6, take the motherfucking action. I wasn't planning on cussing. I have my notes and my notes said, go do the thing. But right now I felt really divinely inspired to say, take the fucking action. Go do the motherfucking thing. I'm sorry if you have children listening. Bleep me out. But I get so fired up because I see so many women know exactly what they need to do, know the tough conversations they need to have, know the next step, and then not do the thing. So you can spend another month, another year, another 5 years living the life that you have right now, which is probably great, right? It's like not bad. You've got some things going. You feel good, but it's not at the level at which you know is meant for you. And here's a really cool thing. I've been listening to a lot of The Secret and Rhonda Burns and all of this power of intention and manifesting. And I was listening the other day and there was something that stood out about if you can dream it up, if you can see it and feel it in your mind, it's already happening in another timeline. It's already happening for you. It's already here. It's already in the field. Also been listening to a lot of Dr. Joe Dispenza. So if you feel it, see it, experience it in a meditation in your heart, dreaming up about it, it is possible for you. And so if we know that it's 1000% possible, and we know that we're not living it right now, the thing that stands between right here and right now and then living that dream is you taking action. Like, what if it was that simple? What if it was that easy? What if it's already literally happening in a parallel timeline, and all you need to do right here, right now is decide that now's your time. Decide that you get to jump in and take the action. So good. So I had a couple questions that came up in the Club Full Out call that I wanted to share here because I think it's important. So now that we have this whole process and you can go through this process and really live into it and be it and dream it up, I really do think the guided meditation was super powerful. So again, join Club Full Out, the recording's in there. But we got a question that was essentially like, what if I have ADHD or I'm super multifaceted and I want to do a million things and I have all these million buckets? Like, where do I start? What do I do? Because I get really overwhelmed. And I think this is an incredible question because I used to be that person. I would get so overwhelmed. Now, I'm going to give you two sets of coaching here. Number one is to put your hand on your heart and your hand on your pelvic bowl and take a deep breath in, exhale it out, connect with your body, put one hand on your pelvic bowl, put one hand on your heart, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, inhale, exhale, connect with your body, and simply ask your body, what is my number one priority right now? What is my number one priority? And listen for the answer. Your body, your higher self, and your divine self will typically answer in one word, in a very clear, direct sentence. It's the brain and the ego and all of the patterning that's like, well, I should go here, you should do this, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. And then we get sidetracked and then we get into analysis paralysis, we get into overwhelm and we stop taking action. So when you drop in, and this is also true for your heart, when you ask your body and you ask your heart, what is the number one priority right now? You're gonna get an answer. Do that thing. Focus on that. Because you have a limited amount of focus, time, and energy in this moment. Not all the time. I really believe that time is unlimited. I believe our energy is unlimited. But in this current moment, you can only put your awareness on one thing. You can do everything. You can have it all, but you can only do one thing at a time and really do it well. So if that means you get to go focus on your kids right now. Be with your kids for that hour. Turn off everything else and be fully there. Then when that is complete and you're like, okay, it's time for my business, be in your business for the hour. Be fully in. And you're going to get so much more done. You're going to be in such deeper connection when you are fully there. Same with your relationship, all of these things. But if you're with your kids, but you're thinking about your business and you're having a conversation with your partner and you're trying to do all the things, then we're actually not being efficient and we're not being fully present. So what do you need to be fully present with right here, right now? Go do that thing. Another question we got was a client that was focused on a really, really big professional goal. She's like, I need to make this happen by the end of the year. And I just feel like I'm beating my head against a wall and I'm starting to fall into some scarcity. Like, what do I need to do to snap out of it and go do the thing? And I invited her into releasing the attachment to the time. So she had this thing of like, I know this thing's going to happen, but I need it to happen then. I need it to happen by the end of the year. And what I invited her into was this detachment. It's like when we watch a pot of water boil and we stare at it and we stare at it and we stare at it and we're like, when is it going to boil? And we add some salt and we're like, when is it going to boil? I need it to boil now. I'm so hungry. My pasta needs to be cooked. But when we put the water on and then we go chop some veggies, we go fill up our water, we clean up the other area of our kitchen and we come back and that water is at a full boil. We have detached our need to know when it's going to happen. And so the same thing happens with our goals. If we are so focused on it needs to happen now, number one, we could be prolonging it because we're just so focused. We're like strangling the energy. But number two, if we're focused on it needs to happen by the end of the year, we could be actually blocking it from happening earlier. So what if you decided this is exactly what is meant for me. This is who I get to become. This is the energetic support I need. This is the physical support I need. And I'm just going to take the aligned action. And I'm going to let go of the timeline. I'm going to let go and detach myself from the outcome. And I'm going to trust. I'm going to sit in full trust that what is mine will come to me. I'm going to be in full trust that I am fully supported by the seen and unseen world. Then it has the space to come in. Then you're focused on the action. You're focused on feeling good. You're focused on what it's going to feel like when you get there and you call it in faster versus being in the energy of it's not here now. when is it going to happen? I need it now. And that's when we're in scarcity energy. So really focusing on what if it was already here? What if everything I desired is already happening? What energy would I be in? How would I feel? And focus on that energy and being in that every day. Focus on feeling free and committed and happy and fulfilled and light and rich and easy and in love. And that is how we attract and manifest faster. Phew! Oh my God, I could keep going and going and going, but we're almost at 30 minutes and I want to keep this under that 30-minute mark. So my friends, what are you going to do with this incredible energy? This new energy of new life and new beginnings, a return to balance, conceiving new ideas, new levels, new versions of ourselves, really calling ourselves forward, allowing nature to call ourselves forward. How are we pulling all of this wisdom from this last period where we were really internal, building foundations, releasing and letting go and really discovering this new version of ourselves? We've been doing the work. I know you've been doing the work. I know it hasn't been easy. This is the time. This is the time. Clean out your closets. Clean out your underwear drawer. Clean out your refrigerator. Clean out your friendships. Clean out anything that hasn't been serving you. And allow yourself the space to fully step in. Allow your dreams to become reality. Allow them to take shape, not just inside, but externally. Take the deliberate action. Take the intentional action. Craft your path. Co-create with the universe. And we do it by the awareness. What seeds have been planted? What's blossoming? What are the blossoms asking for? What do I stand to lose by not going after it? Who do I need to release? What do I need to release in order to go after that thing? Who do I get to become in this chapter? What actions do I get to take? What support do I need? What energetic support? What physical support? And then take the motherfucking action. Go do the thing. Literally, your life could change right here, right now. Allow today, allow this work to be the thing where there was a time before and there was a time after. Let this be the conversation. Let this be the code. Let this be the activation that your system needs to finally step into and become the woman that you've always been, where you remember to remember. You remember to remember who the fuck you are, my love. Thank you for being here. If this podcast episode inspired you, if this spoke to you, share it with a friend, subscribe, rate, review, like all the things, put it on social media, tag me. What is the thing you are creating? What is the thing you are committed to doing? What do we get to come back and celebrate a month from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now? Don't just let this be the thing that you listen to and then you're like, oh, that was great. Yeah, I'm inspired. And then take zero action. Doesn't work like that. Let this inspire you and then take the inspired action. Take the inspired action because you are worthy of having everything you desire in your health, in your wealth, in your relationships, and in your relationship to yourself. So delicious, so juicy. And if you are someone that's like, yes, I'm in and I need a little bit more, we have Club Full Out, the incredible membership, low price point. And then I am opening my calendar for what I am calling a power portal. It is a 4-week, 1-month experience to deep dive with me into all of this work. Where do you get to go? Who do you get to become? What actions do we get to take? And then you have the support while you're walking that journey. Support has been one of the biggest things for me in my life. My mentorship with my mentors has been the game changer. It has been the support. It has been the growth. It has been the warm hug, the soft place to land, and the fire under my feet. And so if you are desiring more support, jump into a power portal with me. 4 weeks, intensive. It is all for you. And if you're like, no, Sam, I know this is a bigger process. I need 6 months. I need VIP mentorship. We can talk about that too. Send me a DM at Samantha Jo Harvey or an email, sam@samanthajoharvey.com. And I would love to connect with you. Have the most incredible, magical week. Happy spring equinox. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for joining me. If today's podcast inspired you in any way, we would love your support in spreading the word. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and let the other queens in your life know that they are also worthy of living life full out.
If you want to continue the conversation, I'd love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Samantha Jo Harvey. Have a fabulous day, and I'll see you next time.